This is DC Talk, episode number 59, here on September 1st, Labor Day weekend, 2019. And it is Labor Day weekend, and we are laboring hard to bring you high-quality entertainment that can only come from Mike and Carrie on DC Talk. What's up, Carrie?
Oh, not much. I'm just, you know, hanging out here and catching up on some stuff and playing some video games, and now I'm talking to you.
Got any big plans for Labor Day weekend?
No, not really. I'm just going to sit around and game. I have to do some cleaning and finish up a book or two. And the Dark Crystal series just dropped, so I need to get on that.
Maybe.
Because it looks good.
I know what you mean. I never saw anything original from it. So
it's only one movie. It's from the 80s.
Okay, so see, I've never seen any movie from it. Just the one movie. Am I missing anything?
It probably isn't necessary to see the original movie, but it helps.
It does.
So far. I'm only one episode into the series. Because this is a prequel. So, you know.
Who knows?
But that's not what we're here to talk about, is
that's,
it?
No, we're talking about DC and all the DC news, the wonderful news that comes out of there, especially this week. We'll get in all that. But if you want to be a part of some of that talk, you can always go to randomchatter.com/community to find our Discord link. You get all of our show channels. You get all of the main lobby, the meme channel, the GIF channel. You get all that, but for just $1 a month. That's a cup of coffee a month, unless you go to those rich people places like Burger King and get your coffee. And if you $1 a month, you get access to all of our channels in Discord. And hey, that little bit goes to help us keep the network here running. You can also send us some of your feedback, and we've got some of that, not tonight, but we have gotten some before. Email us, dctalk@randomchatter.com. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, @randomchatter. You can find us on Twitter, @dctalkpod. You can find me @thedcfanboy on Twitter. You can find Carrie at
Carrie Blackfire42. That's K-E-R-I Blackfire42.
That's right, and you can find all of our shows over at randomchatter.com. You can find our sister show, which is the Guardians of the MCU. You can find all the other kind of shows that are on there as well, from Star Wars to everything. There's even a tight beam for those who like The Expanse.
Uh-huh. Speaking of The Expanse, the first news item here is kind of Expanse-related.
What? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that in just a second. Before we do that, though, we want them to review us first. So stop what you're doing right now when you're listening to, and go wherever you listen to us. Give us a quick review, and then send us, let us know, hey, I just reviewed you guys. And let us see it. And, hey, all your reviews go to help us get further on in the world of entertainment. But before we get started this week, I have a quote.
You have a quote?
It's a great quote. It's a wonderful quote. The problem is, it's for a show that doesn't start till this Friday, which is Titans Comes Back Friday.
But this is giving you warm-up. This is like the warm-up act for Titans.
You get pumped, you get ready, you get excited. Like, yeah, you know, you get excited, pumped. It's going to be great, guys.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. But as a warm-up act, we're going to quote the great Dick Grayson, when he says, all those years Bruce was helping me, he was turning me into a weapon. His weapon. Boom, boom, boom. So,
That's from the trailer, isn't it?
No, that was from season one, Carrie. Dang it, Carrie.
Right.
You need to go back and rewatch this.
I obviously need to go back and rewatch Titans.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go back and...
time to do that.
I'm going to back and watch... I'm not going to go back and watch the whole season. I'm going to go back and watch the...
the finale.
Probably the finale one again. I'm still amazed at how quickly they're probably going to tie up the Trigon storyline. I don't think they're going to keep a long storyline with it.
Well, I mean, with them having Deathstroke showing up this season, I don't think they're going to be able to, well, I mean, they could probably possibly manage two villains. I mean, Young Justice is handling, like, all the villains all the time.
Yeah.
So,
But Young Justice is doing a really good job at it, though, too.
That is true.
So, I'm very proud of them. They're doing a really good job at it.
I agree.
Anyways, we're not going to talk about Young Justice. Well, we will in just a second. We will, but not right now. But right now, we're going to go ahead and move then on into our DC TV news.
Okay, so Jessica Jones star to join Legends of Tomorrow as Genghis Khan. Terry Chen, who played Price Chang on Jessica Jones, he also played Prax on The Expanse season 2 and 3. So that is your Expanse tie-in there. He will be in at least one episode of Legends of Tomorrow this coming season.
That'd be cool.
And it looks like it's likely going to be the one that Katie Lotz is directing. Katie Lotz, ooh, who plays Sarah Lance.
Lance. But okay, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, we both kind of
We
both kind of see where this show is going this season. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be exciting to see all the
yes.
different older people.
Agreed.
And they're still traveling through time and then dealing with the whole fallout from Crisis. That'll be interesting. But enough with our DC TV discussion. We have some, not discussion, but news. We have some DC Universe news. The full trailer for Titan Season 2 came out.
Yes, this was awesome.
It looks epic.
See, this is why I was asking about the trailer, because I clearly have the Titans trailer on the brain when I was asking you about stuff.
I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
I am too.
Aqualad. Is it
Aqualad?
Oh yeah, Aqualad in this one just looks absolutely just ridiculously amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see Hawk and Dove again. They're two kind of, I don't want to say minor, but I really liked them in the show. And I'm glad that they're kind of back.
I did too.
So, but we got that. We got some Deathstroke action. And mm-hmm. we found out it was not Miss Martian. We thought it was, what was her name? It was the villain, so it was not Miss Martian.
I'm not entirely sure which one you're talking about.
Okay, so remember
the one you thought was Miss Martian. I get that, but
right.
who did it turn out to be?
Oh, I can't remember. I know it was the villain, so I can't remember.
Oh dear.
But anyways, anything about the trailer that kind of stood out to you a little bit?
Like everything. I am really, really excited for this. I can't wait.
What really kind of stood out to me a little bit about it was the fact that I can't remember if it was Corey or somebody said that it's time for Dick to take up the mantle of Batman.
Oh, yeah.
That was
yeah,
really interesting how he's going to deal with that. I mean, obviously...
He's going to deal with that by becoming Nightwing. I'm sure, but we'll see.
Absolutely. I mean, we kind of knew he was eventually going to become Nightwing. We just didn't know how far down away it was going to be. It'll be this season, though, I think. If it's not at the beginning, it'll probably be by the middle of the season, he'll pick up the Nightwing mantle.
I agree.
So, anyways. And then in some general news from DC, apparently there's a scam going around that Suicide Squad is looking for actors. And James Gunn got on Twitter and warned people, that is not true. So... Don't believe what you're seeing.
Okay. Good to know.
He said first of all, he said it's not even the right name of the movie we're doing.
Mm.
So guys, be careful. Scams out there. It's going around. Along with the Sim Suicide Squad news, comedian Steve Aggie was cast as King Shark for Suicide Squad.
I'm not familiar with this person.
Okay,
at all.
So he played, Geth in Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2.
Which one was Geth?
I don't know either.
He was one of,
I can't remember the guy's name now. That's sad.
Michael Rooker's characters.
Right.
Guys.
Yeah. If you watch Superstore, he also plays Isaac on Superstore, which I watch Superstore, so I know him from there. He also played Outside Dave from New Girl.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's the guy that she started to date and come to find out they were, like, related. Spoiler.
Oh, dear.
but anyway, so he was cast, the comedian was cast to play King Shark in the Suicide Squad movie. We also
Very
had the fact that The Flash has finally confirmed a director.
Yay!
For its next project. We knew it was coming. We just didn't know who was going to be. So for all those people who are wondering if we're actually going to get a Flash movie, yes, we're going to get a Flash movie. So the director that they hired was Annie Muschietti. So for those who don't know who he
directs... He's just coming off of It Chapter 2.
Exactly. He also directed a movie, Mama, from 2013. He's been announced as a director on the Attack on Titan.
Okay.
So he doesn't have a long repertoire behind him, but he's got two very successful repertoires behind him, which would be the It movies.
Yeah.
But one of the movies before we get to that one that we have to talk about is Joker.
Ooh.
So
yes.
We did get kind of a new trailer this past week for Joker.
We did.
So I was very reluctant about this movie at first, but this trailer has pretty much sold the movie for me. I am looking forward to this movie, and I know I'm in a minority. Sorry, Eric. But I am looking forward to this movie.
Me too.
I think it's going to be a lot better than a lot of people think it's going to be. I think it's going to shock the world. I really do.
Yeah, I just hope Joaquin Phoenix is better at handling the coming off of the role, coming off of the character than Heath Ledger was.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. He said though that he said earlier this week in an interview, he said that he did not watch or observe any of the other Jokers on any of the movies to prepare for his role. He wanted to make it his own.
I mean, that makes sense. But doing that and, you know, allowing the character to just, you know, take over, that's two different things.
Correct.
And, like, you know, some people can just disappear into roles, and for something like this, it could be bad.
Look what it did to Heath Ledger.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. So, yeah, it makes me a bit nervous, but I think I think this movie is going to be really good.
I agree. Well, apparently we're not the only ones who think that, because the Rotten Tomatoes score has come out. And you know my thoughts on Rotten Tomatoes, but they gave it an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Nice.
Which is really good. The first reaction, the first Joker movie reactions apparently praised the film as a masterpiece. I posted some of this in Discord. They feel like this film is just amazing. One of the people that was not involved in the film but is also a director, I believe she said that this is not a movie she would even dare to even make or even has any interest in making, but it's absolutely was a delight to watch this movie. It apparently, when it premiered at the Venice Film Festival, it got an 8-minute standing ovation at the end from the audience.
Oh wow, that's kind of huge.
That is. I mean, I think it's going to be a, I don't want to say a sleeper hit, but it looks really good,
I'm very surprised. Sounds like it's going to do better than a lot of people are expecting it to do.
Right. They did confirm they make a major change to Batman villain's origin, so we kind of know that Joker really doesn't have a villain's origin apart from the fact that we know some guy fell into a vat of chemicals and therefore made him who he is. This one is not going to do that. So spoiler,
well, at least not yet.
Right?
I mean, who
knows? They said
that could come. That could come eventually.
Well, they said that this Batman will not have any. I mean, this one will not have anybody in falling into a vat of chemicals to turn into a Joker. You're going to see his slow descent from a failed comedian into the Joker character.
Right, but I mean, we saw that with Jerome and Jeremiah too. I mean, they didn't start off. I mean, Jeremiah didn't start off falling into a vat of acid. He started off getting gassed by his twin brother, and then, you know, descending into madness, and then falling into a vat of acid. So, you know, this could be completely, you know, pre-acid wash Joker.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
We shall see.
The new box office record suggests that this Joker movie could be on track to gain $100 million on opening weekend, which is a lot more than people were thinking.
Excellent.
So, was there any other news, Carrie, that you could think of?
Not that I can think of. It's pretty light on news right now.
It is. A lot of it dealt with Joker, which we kind of expected.
Yes. Agreed.
So, that was good. But we're going to go ahead then and move on into our DC TV discussion. So we're coming up to the last three episodes, the season's finales of Young Justice. So they did a three-part season finale, kind of. So we're going to go over those three episodes here. First up,
well, I wouldn't say it's a three-part season finale, but they kind of bookended the season. I mean, this half of the season started off with three episodes, and it's ending with three episodes. So there's symmetry.
It's funny though, because it almost as if they finished this whole series, the whole storyline they did build up to, like right in within like the first episode and a half, and then they kind of curtailed some stuff toward the end of the third episode, but then like the mate like beating Granny kind of took place almost.
Because it wasn't just about beating Granny. It was about what Lex has been up to, and what Darkseid's been up to, and stuff like that. And we still have no bloody idea what the Light and Darkseid are doing.
No.
But anyway, did you do the summary already, or did
I have
just
not.
Go off
this
on
is,
a tangent?
This is season 3, episode 24, Into the Breach. The Outsiders make one last attempt to save Halo and the galaxy.
The Outsiders attacked Burbank. I'm sure the city council wrote a very angry letter to the Burbank Studios. Actually, that what they were basically what they were pretty much attacking was Warner Brothers Studios, or at least the animated version of it. And Stage 16 is where they filmed stuff like Jurassic Park, Batman Returns, Karate Kid Part 2. That one was for you, Mike.
Yeah.
And Constantine, among other things. So that was pretty cool. Yes, I did research. I know you did.
I think it's funny when they said, when they asked if it was safe to boom tube into where Cranny was. Of course, the Cranny's house. Of course, it's safe.
No, it's a trap.
They fall into detention.
It is a trap. Come on.
I put in here when Beast Boy was fighting Granny. Granny's been hitting the gym.
Yeah. No kidding.
No kidding. I love the fact that we finally got Cyborg's real Cyborg saying Booyah.
Yes, I agree.
That was nice.
Well, we got Vic saying Booyah, and then we have Cyborg later. But, yeah. But before Vic decided what his code name was, he got to go into the Matrix.
That is
Overlord
true.
Ted.
That is
and
true.
And that was really cool.
Maybe that's the next Matrix movie they're making.
No, I don't think so.
It could work.
Good.
I didn't know Granny was two persons. That was pretty cool.
You know what? I suspected something was off about that. No, I think there was an episode or two ago that you saw both of them on screen, and I was just like,
"That's a little odd."
What the? I'm not gonna say it. I don't want Mike to bleep me. But like, what was going on? But now we have definitive proof, and we have it on tape.
That granny
can
is
be,
two people.
That granny is two people and is behind everything bad that's going on, at least as far as the kids getting kidnapped and all that. So, yay for the internet and stuff. Violet just became Rainbow Bright on steroids.
Listen, she kicked Granny's butt.
Oh, yeah.
She really took it to Granny. Mm-hmm. I like the way Cyborg picked his name. He said, "I am Cyborg."
Yeah, because that's what he is.
Right.
Yep.
That was good. And then, of course, my note was that wrapped up a little too neat. And then
Except
we saw Lex has his own super team.
Yep.
And then we saw Lobo's thumb from season.
That wasn't his thumb anymore.
I knew it was his decaying thumb, it looked like. It looked so. I was like, Lobo's thumb. That's why I said it at the beginning.
Yeah, but it's like that look that I mean we'll get to that with the last episode, but I kind of saw where it was going, especially in light of what was on Krypton, but I was like, oh, that's wrong. That's just wrong.
I loved it. I thought it was great. That's why I messaged you in the app, in Discord. I said, Gary, uh-huh. Gary,
yes.
Gary, look at the end. We get that
yes,
thumb back.
And then I yelled at you for like making me watch that.
It gets better.
I know. It did get better.
We'll get to the end in just a second. Uh-huh. But that's all for the first part. They ended up beating Granny in this one. And then we get to next episode, Carrie.
Yes. Yeah, Young Justice Outsiders, Season 3, Episode 25, Overwhelmed. Yeah. So Artemis and Connor journey back to their past. And
yeah,
I mean,
that was a very
we kind of saw some of this coming, but I like how it ended up because, yeah, I mean, they don't really actually they're already family. It would be like me hooking up with one of my dojo brothers. It's just weird. Yeah, we're family that's not related.
So,
but anything more than that is just weird.
So then let's stay on this storyline. I still don't think it's over between them somehow.
No, I think they're going to continue to live together and just, you know, be friends. I mean,
it's fine.
I think that's what the family unit is going to end up being. And then if Artemis meets someone or if Connor meets someone, then it'll be fine.
Right. I did like that. I did like the way that Artemis finally got closure. Because, in essence, I think that was done not just for Artemis, but for us as the fans, because we kind of never got to see the closure itself. We just saw him fade off.
We just saw him disappear into the Speed Force.
Right. We never got the closure. Oh, man, we miss him. We miss him. And I like the way they made it. They made you wait, like, the whole season 3 before they finally gave you kind of the closure to him.
Well, and I also like how we got this after Dick Grayson's fever dream that he shared with everyone. So that I have a feeling that is probably something that contributed to Artemis, you know, stomping on the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like this is too quick and stuff. I do still hold out some faint hope that somehow Wally's going to make an appearance again or reappearance somehow, but you know,
I think it's possible.
No
comic
actually,
book hero
I, actually,
ever dead.
I was actually waiting for them to for him to show up right as Artemis and Connor were kissing and like, oh yeah, that's exactly what he's going to show up like. No.
Nope, he didn't.
Nope.
He's different than the kind of people you normally meet in, like, a limbo. When Artemis called Zatanna to come help her go into limbo to see him, What was interesting is we find out that McGann was the one who kind of projected that and played that part of Wally. So we really, in essence, we didn't see Wally.
No,
we saw McGann playing Wally.
We saw McGann projecting what she knows of Wally into Artemis's head.
Right.
So it was basically a construct created between Zatanna and McGann, and Zatanna did say that her powers don't work that way, and Artemis just wasn't believing her. So having the backup there, and then having the backup there just to deal with the aftermath of whatever Artemis is gonna be feeling when it's done, that was just a good call.
So here's a question then: what would have happened if what would have happened if she didn't leave before sunrise?
Because she
wasn't in limbo.
That was a risk. Apparently Zatanna and McGann were willing to take.
Yeah, it would be interesting. What is she? Okay, so at sunrise, I'm still here. What happened, guys? So it was just me. It would have been interesting to see what had happened if we had gone that way.
Yeah.
It's
a good thing we didn't have to find out.
That's right. So we kind of moving off that storyline a little bit. We see the Genomorphs have their own city. It was nice. I like to see them. I was glad to see Craig again. I miss Craig.
Yeah, that was cool.
This, I think, a lot of people would consider this kind of a filler episode, but this episode had a lot
but
in
it's
it as
not,
far
though.
As it's really not. It had people getting closure on some things and taking the next step forward.
By the way, we kind of screwed up. It's not Artemis and Connor that are getting together. It's Artemis and Will. It's Roy's clone that she's living with.
Oh.
Connor is Superboy.
That's right. Okay.
Connor was taking Bug to.
Oh, that's right. But the summary says Connor, because Connor does go back to his past when he starts meeting Craig. And okay, so yeah, it was Will. It was our fault, guys. But there's a lot in this episode as far as Artemis and Will taking that step forward, and then you had Connor
saying,
I need to come out and stay where I am from, and you could tell it really does irritate Lex when he does that. It was so funny to see Lex irritated.
Oh yeah, it's fun to see Lex. Anytime Lex can get irritated, it's fun. I really want to know what Lex is up to, because apparently the plan is still in place.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the plan exactly?
Find out next season.
I guess we find out next season. Good people on both sides. Lex went there, really?
Yeah, nobody good on both sides. So.
Okay. And what is Metron up to?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know either.
I don't know either. speaking of Lex, you know, kind of going off subject here for a second. I've been watching BVS Extended Edition by the minutes. I've been doing like 2 minutes a week, and I'm at the scene where Lex is talking with the senator in his dad's office.
Office.
And I'm gonna tell you something. The more I watch the extended cut of Jamie Eisenberg, not Jamie Eisenberg,
Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg as Lex. The more I am really loving his portrayal of Lex. He is so manipulative and so cocky and arrogant.
He gets a bit too into the crazy, but I understand that he's kind of been touched by a god at that point. So
right. Anyways, just have to say that. Love that movie.
Anyway,
going to the season finale, the big one, the big kahuna, Young Justice Outsiders, Season 3, Episode 26, Nevermore. The summary is
I was
this.
Hoping for a Raven cameo.
I was waiting for
quote the Raven, Nevermore, come on.
I mean,
I was hoping Raven was going to show up.
And we did get Zatanna, might as well get Raven too.
Yeah, I'm also waiting for Corey to show up at some point.
So. I don't know if she'll show up in Young Justice.
You never know.
Never know. She may show up as part of the Justice League because of how old Dick Grayson is. She could probably show up as one of the Justice League members.
True, but I mean that doesn't necessarily mean that she and Dick are gonna hook up because in this universe he's already with Barbara.
Yes, he is.
And I can go with either one. It is completely fine with me. I like both versions of that. I like both relationships. Mm-hmm. Pretty much equally.
They were good ones.
Yeah. So and I get that relationship on Titans and in the animated movie, so it's good.
Yep. So we all go to Markovia.
Yeah.
And Tara is told she's supposed to kill Garfield on TV.
Yes, this will all go as planned until Darkseid shows up or until Batman's plan takes effect.
So, man, it must have been really tough for the Justice League to have to stand and watch what's going on and not be able to get involved.
Yeah, but, I mean, what else could they do?
Right. Batman standing around, Superman standing around, everybody's just standing. Well, because they can't get involved because, you know, Lex got his hands in everything.
Yeah, exactly. At the risk of pissing off a couple of our listeners, Luther sounds way too much in this last episode like someone we don't generally talk about on the show, and part of the problem is that Luther really is a stable genius, which I think scares the crap out of me even more. And I think they did that very deliberately.
Yeah. So we go into Markovia now, and we see. So something that kind of surprised me is Tara does not turn on Garfield, which is cool. But the twist was Brionne turned on everybody, and he killed his uncle.
Yeah, do not piss that man off.
Huh?
Do not piss him off.
No, and that really kind of surprised me because that was a shocking twist.
Well, who is this ambassador guy? Because he was, you know, the one whispering in Brionne's ear that Brionne really needs to, you know, take charge and stuff. And
what if he's that what's his name? I was gonna say, what if he's that guy that has like the demon cat?
No, I think he's already there.
But then he was already there, right? So I don't know.
I think that could be Megan's brother, because she did say that he's kind of gone.
And he could just be transformed into.
He could be hiding there in Markovia in a different disguise.
It's just very interesting that Tara turned out to be the good one.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, Batman knew Deathstroke was lying just by watching his facial reactions or expressions.
Of course, because that's how Batman works. Because
it's Batman. Why the heck not? I love that Nightwing came out a little bit to everyone, just a little too late in the process.
About
everything that was going on. He's like, guys, I got to tell you what we've really been doing. I'm like, buddy, you've already made like a ton of people mad.
but I agree that it's a bit too late, but he's kind of played the other undercover cop at the same time, so it's like, yeah, it was a bit too late, but it kind of had to be that way because they were trying to keep, you know, reactions genuine and all that and give certain people plausible deniability.
True. So Brionne, we know Brionne takes over he's kind of like and a puppet. Puppet ruler,
and he's got Dr. Jace at his side.
That's right. And then we have we see that so after, you know, going back to Nightwing comes out and says, guys, this is what we did, he gets Jefferson to show up as Black Lightning back to the tower, and they like see Batman steps down as and Wonder Woman step down as their roles. Now they're still in the Justice League, but they're not on one of the head chairs anymore, the co-head chairs.
Well, I don't know, because technically, isn't Batman still out of the league?
Well, he stepped out though.
Well, no, he stepped out at the beginning of the season.
Aquaman stepped out.
Calder stepped down.
Aquaman and Wonder Woman both stepped down. Batman comes back in the league under one condition. He's got to follow Jefferson or Black Lightning's authority. And Jefferson is instilled as the head of the Justice League. I love this idea.
I really love that. I was kind of hoping that they would have borrowed some of Principal Pierce's speeches from
Black
from
Lightning,
the Black Lightning series.
I think it'd be great. Cool. They did. I like this because it's not your typical Batman or Wonder Woman or Green Lantern or Superman. It's somebody who does not get a lot of credit in the Justice League, who is now the head of the Justice League, and I love that idea. And he's the only one that kind of has a moral compass about him
at the moment. Yeah, I mean, at the moment, he's the one that has the moral compass.
Exactly. So I think that's really good. Then we have the light. Yeah. We know the light's not gone yet.
Yeah, this is all going according to the light's plan. How?
I don't know.
What the bleepity bleep 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 are they up to?
I don't know, but somehow it involves the Legion of Superheroes.
I don't think the Legion of Superheroes is involved with the light. I think that the Legion is gonna come in and help the league save everyone's butts next season.
But I do like the way we got the tease of the Legion coming.
I did too. That was awesome.
And then if you stayed around for the credits scene, you got to see Naked Baby Lobo.
And then for all of 2 seconds.
For all 2 seconds before Lobo comes and smashes him.
Smashes him. It's great.
Episode title, Naked Baby Lobo.
Hey, if it works.
It works. I thought it was a good episode. I really enjoyed that. I was excited about the way they ended it. I can't wait till next season. Obviously, we know we won't get this for a while because we have Titans next, and then I think we have the Harley Quinn series after that. Then we have Stargirl, I believe. So we probably won't get Young Justice again until next year sometime.
Well, I mean, they need time to do the animation and stuff. Do the voiceovers and all that. So I mean,
but it was good.
Animation takes time.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes, I agree.
Well, is that it, Carrie?
I think that is.
Well, y'all, this has been DC Talk, and we're excited about what this weekend holds. We hope you enjoy this episode. If you did enjoy it, let us know once again by telling us in Discord, leaving us a review, sending us an email, reach out to us on Twitter. We'd love to have you reach out to us. And until next time, Naked Baby Lobo.
Oh, dear God.
Bye.
Bye.